Okay, next. So, still including Fafada? Why don't we just go to Fafes? I don't know. That's Simon Mem, did I hit record? Okay, yeah, Simon Mem dying. He also stopped me in him, but Caitlin This. Yes. You have to be careful not to take out the dregs and the skins of the grapes. Even after you already soaked it once or twice, because that's what they did. They soaked it once, then they emptied it, then they soaked it again. Because we have to be concerned that perhaps there's still some wine in there that's giving off liquid. Yes. Let's say a guy pours water into wine. If this Kavanah was to dilute it, it's also to drink. If this Kavanah was not to dilute it, but people who suffer it, even if it's a suffix, mutter, it is mutter. Right? Because it's totally in his Kavanah. Right? But his kavanah was just to add water. I don't know why he would be adding water there, but then with it's mutter, and even if it's a suffix as well. Good. So, vinegar, wine vinegar, that's made from kosher wine. If it's so strong, that'll bubble up when you pour it on the ground. Then the guy could already touch it because it's considered a new entity already. It's considered vinegar. It's no longer wine. But if it's made from stam yenom, meaning it was already usser, you took wine vinegar, I'm sorry, wine, and you made vinegar, wine that was from a guy, and you made it into vinegar, la'ilam hu be'isuras, and then it's going to stay usser, meaning because it becomes vinegar, it doesn't make it kosher. If it becomes vinegar first, and then a guy touches it, so it's considered vinegar, not wine, so no problem. Right? But if it was already usser, vinegar doesn't kasher it. Right? Fine. Yes. Yeah. Now, yeah, who's gonna, yeah, that's that, but you have to be careful as well. Sometimes with the wine products, there's a certain hefsher that if you see all these weird drinks has one certain hefsher. Right? And I think it's because they have a leniency that the other major kosher agencies will not do, and therefore all the drinks go on to this section. Right? Okay. Yud Aleph. The train yayin soros and stam yenom. Like we were discussing before, you have yayin soros schnapps that's made from stam yenom. Or if it's made from all the dregs, harehu kiyayin atzmai. That's like the wine itself. But if you make something from kosher wine, or once the wine was put into made into schnapps, ein the touching of a guy does not make it awesome. Good base, Weinstein, right? That's what it is. Like Weinstein, yeah. It's the it's some sort of junk that tartar, right? But a tartar meaning it's some of the junk that gets onto the wine on the sides of the wine barrel. I guess when it sits in there for a long time. Yeah. Okay. Mispasha the minig lahata, the minig becomes became what the minig became to matter human chain by Hanala face. You
Is that
don't really get Hanala.
cream of tartar?
Cream of tartar, yeah. That's what it says in the article there. Yeah. So it doesn't offer anything to your palate. So since it doesn't offer any taste to the palate, therefore it's okay. That's where the minig became that it's okay, which is interesting because we don't normally say that. Okay, you could eat a non-kosher because it doesn't give you enough. Yes. Let's say the guy touches it with a stick or something else, or it comes from his strength. Ask the shaylos, right? Meaning the shaylos whether that's also good. So all the poskim agree that gloves doesn't help. You cannot have a guy pour for you with gloves. right? Or touch things with gloves. So, but with stick and all that, maybe again, it's going to be really dependent on would that be a way that a goy would actually be makir, right? Bring it as a carbon, right? Okay, you done. Oh, right. So here, this is where you get into less negatos. So you're sending wine with a goy. Are you sending the kedem, let's say, is delivering wine. Any place that it has a barza or a magufa, if it has a seal or it has a spout, it needs to have two seals. Wine has to have two seals, and we learned in the lesson, right? Because we have to make sure that he doesn't break into it. That's bug. Yisrael shows the yena shel akum behechshuk kedei lamafer afikak yisraelim. Yes, I have a Yisrael that's making. He went into a factory and he's making kosher wine. In order to sell it to Yidden. Yesh was a comic book dealing with many different dealings here. For the farmer, of people stay for summers. Sometimes even two seals with gamma ftech and even a key or a lock doesn't help. So if Lusha Lamira Ra, Kedas Malas, you have to ask Lamira Ra, we should stay away from this. Right? Because it's in the guy's property. Right? It's not like when something belongs to a yid and you're delivering it, your goy is delivering it. That's one thing. But here, it's the goy. So he has a lot more, he's not so scared as it looks like a crooks, right? It's his own property. Fine. Says that. Kalim shestam yenim, utensil of stam yenim, and him kalim she'ena derech lahatzik them yayin ela zman kotza. If it's the derech, say, we only put wine in with a short amount of time, but gam lo yhoye behem hazay hayayin me'ez reis. And the wine did not sit in there for 24 hours. Bain shame shall oh, whether they're made out of leather, bain shame shall eight, whether they're made out of wood, which shall spook into glass, which shall ebon or stone, which shall matos or metal, and ain't them is the fussin if they're not, if they don't have pitch in them. Madichan hate them, but mine do a problem with them. You don't have to kasha them. You just wash them well in water three times and then live with them. They mean there's a fussin, but if they have pitch in them, meaning they're lined with something, yesh lehem din acher, there's a different thing to think for the Pharisees, yesh lehem din acher, because those are much more difficult to kasha. Right? Even though it's cold. Everything we're talking about here is cold. Right? The wine sits in there for 24 hours, so you have to it's considered that it was cooked, right? Somebody asked me last night, a rabbi asked me last night, that somebody put cold milk into a soup bowl, a fleishig soup bowl on Shabbos, and they got so freaked out, they didn't know what to do. They left it there till they asked the shaila. They didn't want to even pour it out, so it sat in there for 24 hours. And they didn't realize they messed themselves up by doing that because now it's got cooked. I don't know, maybe they were, I don't know what they were worried about. Maybe muksa, maybe. I don't know. No. Oh, if it becomes tray. Yeah, but it didn't become 24 hours, wasn't until after Shabbos. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. No, but it happened on Shabbos. So they did it. It didn't become 24 hours till after Shabbos. They wanted to know if they kosher it. Why? It's cold. Why not? You pour it. But normally you pour cold milk into a bowl. You can spill it out and then go and just see you have inflation.
I have
into a soup. Yeah. Fleishig soup bowl. Not with fleishig in it. Just cold soups. Cold, what do you call it? Cold milk. Yeah, the guy for breakfast, Shabbos morning. I think there's a Shabbos morning. Somebody came and took a bowl. A meatball and use the milk in it, so it only becomes us for 24 hours later. Yeah.
I have iced cappuccino in the pitcher. It makes the pitcher
yes.
At 24 hours, yeah?
It makes you dairy, yeah. The milk bottles that you get from the grocery store, I consider real dairy, even though it's cold. So it's sat in there for 24 hours. Yes. Yudzai. If you have utensils that are meant for long-term storage of wine, you use it for a minimum of 3 days. Even though the kli belongs to a yid, rocks man wood, and the guy held onto the wine only for a small amount of time. it still needs hesher by pouring on it. I know that wasn't even. So the malinus that we knew, because here was but vaday long term. In the previous simon, we're talking about sif, we're talking about the wine wasn't in there for 24 hours. So you have to do is rinse it three times. You're okay. Here it sat in the wine in the barrel or the bottle for 24 hours. Right. So that is your malinus to clean mayim al sol gedosa. What do you have to do is you have to fill up the kli with water and you have to put it over. Yeah, gedosa means over the sides, meaning which is impossible unless you build up the top of the utensil. Because otherwise, how are you having gravity will pull the water off the top of the utensil. The only way to do it is to build it up, like build a lip to it, or, which is much simpler, take that utensil and stick it into another utensil for 24 hours. Leave it in there for 24 hours, pour out the water, and then do a second water. And keep it in there for 24 hours. And then the third time too. It doesn't have to be 3 24 hours in a row. You can do it one day and then we'll take a week off, then do it another day. So let's say you just leave it in there for let's say a week. It only works for 1 24 hour. Meaning, so basically, you have to use this for 24 hours, three separate times. And but the three separate times don't have to be consecutive. If the wine is in there, does not become kosher with pouring. But there are those that say that it doesn't work because since it sat in there for 24 hours, then it's considered kovash kumavushal. It's pickled, sat in there for 24 hours, and then it needs agolo. So if it's not a tzara gadol, you should be makpor it like that. Any cleaver, not earthenware. Earlier, you can't catch it. Yeah. The problem with this milk shiloh was that it was a corel, but it was glazed. So I thought the glaze you can catch in this situation. It's another thing. Glass, same thing. Yeah. Glass a little more makeup, but the sardine hole that the glass is not, doesn't take in any taste. Okay. Yudhas, please focus. Human shame, halakha, makasha, makli, since it's smooth and hard. Even though we put yayin in the lakiyim, there he goes, right? Even though you used it for a long time, so it's enough to wash it 3 times. Your test. Yayin a kli that has our wine in it. The and you poured the wine over when the kli is still moist enough to make something else that touches it moist, right? Lost the place. Nogashamakam, and then the guy touched it, meaning the guy touched it where it was wet enough for something that touches it to get wet. Sagulebadofagilavaman, that's enough to wash it 3 times. Avapishu klishamatmisabalakian, even though it's a kli that you keep things in there long term. Just that it helps to wash it out or to pour it out. That's when it wasn't used for wine, only for cold. If you use it for hot wine, then it needs hagola just like other resurans. If kli hagas, kalim from a wine press, even though you haven't used wine for kiyum, since you use wine in it a lot, famiri, and then it's more common. And he's saying the wine didn't sit in there for 24 hours, and since it's constantly being used, so therefore the taste gets absorbed into it a lot stronger, and then you need a shela sachem how to be mashur it. Okay, why they didn't just do chafes, I don't know, but we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night, a good Shabbos,
Thank
so
you.
does Tavis, and those that are on airplanes should have a safe trip. Yeah.